The Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Right, today I'm going to talk about a theatre, television and film actress that's been going for quite some time, Mary Louise Streep. Do you recognise the name? Meryl Streep has been nominated for the Academy Award an astonishing 16 times and won it twice. She started to go by the name Meryl professionally when she was at an early audition, and the people auditioning her misread the name Mary L as Meryl. She didn't want to ruin the chances of getting the job by embarrassing them, so she kept it and it kind of stuck.
Music. Breathing of statues. Into audible landscape. You, stranger. Holy departure. When the innermost point in us stands outside. As the most practiced distance. As the other side of air. Pure. Boundless. No longer habitable.
Postcards from the Edge is a semi-autobiographical novel by Carrie Fisher. First published in 87, it was later adapted by Fisher herself into a motion picture by the same name starring Meryl Streep. Blue Rodeo is a Canadian and country rock band, and in the movie they accompanied Meryl Streep on I'm Checking Out, which was written by Shel Silverstein. Other songs performed in the film include I'm Still Here by Stephen Sondheim and You Don't Know Me by Cyndi Walker and Eddie Arnold. Here's Meryl performing I'm Checking Out from the motion picture soundtrack with Blue Rodeo.
I'm checking out of this heartbreak hotel. I ain't gonna live on Lonely Street no more. I ain't give that sad bellhop my bebop and blues guitar.
Her next big project came in 1992 with Death Becomes Her. It was a dark comedy fantasy film and starred Goldie Hawn, Meryl of course, and Bruce Willis. The film focuses on two rivaling women who drink a magic potion that promises eternal youth.
Drink that potion and you'll never grow even one day older. Don't drink it and continue to watch yourself rot.
How much is it?
However, after they are both killed in their fight for love of a mortician, played by Bruce Willis, the potion revives them as the undead, and they are forced to maintain their deteriorating bodies forever. In the opening scene of the movie, we see a young Madeline Ashton, played by Streep, on Broadway, performing in a show called Songbird. The song is called Me.
What do I see? That's the question I'm most afraid of. One that asks me what I'm really made of. What do I see? Much more than a reflection. A romance with sheer perfection.
I see me, actress, woman, star and lover, sister, sweetheart, slave and mother. I see me,
and I like what I see.
Virgin, temptress, dream of others. Yes, it's me. Yes, it's me.